Axtell Eagles, Coach's Corner, a service of Blue Valley Technologies, Axtell Trust Manufacturing, and Barry Bussing Construction.
For engineered roof and floor trusses, call on Axtell Truss. 12 to 80 foot span, complete hip, cathedral, and floor systems using only the best SOIP available. Delivered to your site undamaged on a roll-off trailer. Manufactured locally at Axtell Truss on U.S. Highway 36, 2 miles west of K-110 between Seneca and Marysville. Phone 785-736-2291.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We are aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Barry Bussing, Bussing Construction in Axtell offers dozer construction and all types of soil conservation work, including terraces and water aid. Remember, conservation is the key to our future, and it all starts with you. Contact Barry Bussing and see how he can help you. Call Barry today at 736-2833. For conservation work, Barry Bussing Construction of Axtell, Kansas. Phone 736-2833.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner here on KNDY. We're now joined by Eric Detweiler, head football coach for the Axtell Eagles. Coach, you suffer your second straight loss, falling to Frankfort 36-14. What were some of the reasons that led to that loss?
Well, you know, I thought Frankfort came out and played well, and you know, our kids are still, I would say, on the learning curve. That's hard to say after about week five. Still shuffling kids around. The COVID bug has hit our community a little bit where we had some kids that weren't able to play, and anytime you take some starters off of your team and you start shuffling kids around, well, you're going to make some mistakes. And you know, I thought our offense and defensive line made plenty of mistakes, and it showed on the field. You know, a lot of times we were running for our lives on our passing, and I think we ended up the game with 61 yards rushing, and you know, that's never good in any football game, and let alone eight man. And our blocking, I thought, needed a lot of work. We missed a lot of assignments, and I thought it showed.
The loss drops the record to 3-2 overall and 0-2 in district play with three games left. Two of those are district games. Some room to jump into that top four. Besides obviously winning, what needs to be done to get things back on track?
Well, you know, I think our kids just need to regroup and refocus a little bit, and told them from day one that, you know, some kids are going to get hurt and we're going to have some kids miss some ball games, and they need to learn more than one position, and we need to do that. So, you know, our kids just need to learn more than one position and learn to play with inexperience, and that some of our blocking schemes was missed assignments and that sort of such, and just need to learn to get better at what we're doing.
You play a non-district game this week as you host Care Paravel. They are also 3-2 and have also lost their last two ball games. What will you see out of them, and what will be needed to be done to get the win?
Well, you know, they're a team that is four wide, I would say, 95% of the time. You know, you look at their film, and they pass the ball 95% of the time, and something that we haven't really seen this year. You know, we've seen teams with the capability of the run and the pass, and they're just happy with sitting back in the pocket and passing, and we're going to have to be prepared for that. The quarterback is extremely athletic and talented, and is really shifty. So something that hopefully we can get some wins and some district wins that we're able to make the playoff, but this team will, you know, prepare us for that.
We're speaking with Eric Detweiler, head football coach for the Axtell Eagles. Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you next time.
All right. Thanks, Ben.
That's Axtell Eagle head football coach Eric Detweiler here on KNDY.
Axtell Eagles, Coach's Corner, a service of Blue Valley Technologies, Axtell Trust Manufacturing, and Barry Bussing Construction. Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:30 on KNDY. Mondays as we visit with Diller, Odell, and Southern. Tuesdays, Axtell and Centralia. It's Hanover Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:30 on KNDY, FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1.